With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The National Hurricane Center says people across Florida should take notice. Milton is now a hurricane and is gaining strength and expected to intensify rapidly as it moves east across the Gulf. Eric Blake says many communities in Florida need to prepare now for Milton.
We're expecting a significant hurricane to affect the Florida Peninsula midweek. Exactly what portion of it, we're not sure yet. But residents, from the Big Bend to the Florida Keys should be paying close attention.
Elon Musk, SpaceX, and T-Mobile are allowed by the FCC to enable Starlink satellites with direct-to-cell capabilities. It was done to provide coverage for cell phones in areas in North Carolina devastated by Helene. SpaceX said the satellites have been enabled and are broadcasting emergency alerts to cell phones on all networks in North Carolina. Also helping in the recovery effort, rock band Metallica donating $100,000 to recovery efforts. Singer Dolly Parton has donated $1 million. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump makes an emotional return to a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. It's the site of the first attempt on his life last July. He was joined by running mate J.D. Vance, also Elon Musk and others, on the grounds of the Butler Farm Show. President Trump said his campaign remains focused on restoring America's greatness.
For the sake of our families, for the sake of our children, we will keep on going. And as the expression goes, I mean, I'm a little embarrassed to say it, to be honest with you, but I'm going to say it because a lot of people do say it. We will fight, fight, fight.
Former President Trump is criticizing Kamala Harris over the federal response to Hurricane Helene. He said they've underfunded the victims there. This is SRN News. A study of church attendance, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Researcher Ryan Burge has been analyzing data from the Cooperative Election Study, and it reveals that among self-identified evangelical Christians, only 31% say they go to worship services at least once a week. 10% show up at least once a month, while 13% only make it once a year. The polling data also reveals that 10% of self-identified evangelicals never attend church services. That's up from 3% in 2008. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three parents say their rights were violated when they were barred from a New Hampshire school grounds for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing in a girls' soccer game. The lawsuit follows a September 17th match. A 15-year-old is playing on the team as he and another boy challenge a New Hampshire ban in court. The plaintiffs say they were forced to take off the wristbands to prevent the school from forfeiting the game. This is SRN News. Well, the holidays are the busiest time of year for many small retailers and other businesses.
But the holidays this year could be particularly challenging. Although inflation has retreated, small businesses are still dealing with high costs, and consumers have been tightening the purse strings also. Stepping up marketing is one way to bolster holiday results. In a survey by email marketing firm Constant Contact, 51% of small business owners say they believe social media marketing and email marketing have the biggest impact on their holiday goals. John Scott reports.
Italian prosecutors are accusing 7 people and 2 contractors of fraud and breaching safety rules involving Boeing aircraft parts. The charges follow an investigation of flawed parts made by an Italian company. Prosecutors say the scheme involved the use of cheap and irregular types of titanium and aluminum to produce specific parts. More details at SRNNews.com.